Is your portfolio ready for what's coming in 2026 and beyond? In this episode, I'm going to show you exactly how to position your wealth for some of the biggest opportunities and avoid some of the risks in 2026. And here's my promise. In the next 11 minutes, you're going to discover some investment moves. They're going to separate those that are successful in 2026 from people that just get average returns, plus four positioning strategies most investors won't figure out until it's too late. This matters because the next 18 months are going to separate those who build lasting wealth from those who simply react to headlines. But before we get into it, this is Brian. I've been a financial advisor for over 25 years. I'm also an author and certified life and health coach. And my goal is to help you save smarter, invest better, and keep more. So here's what's happening right now. Most investors are making the same mistake. They're investing based on 2025's playbook while 2026 is kind of rewriting the rules entirely. The gap between prepared investors and unprepared ones is about to widen. And there's one shift happening in the bond market that could change everything about how you generate income. I'll show you exactly what that means for your money in just a moment. In this episode, you're going to learn three wealth decision principles to become smarter with money and an action plan to help you make better wealth decisions starting today. So let me paint you a picture. Last month, a couple walked into my office, both in their 50s, solid careers. They've been investing the same way for 15 years. They said, "We're doing fine. Why would we change anything right now?" Here's the problem with that type of thinking. The economic conditions that made their strategy work from 2010 to 2024 are starting to change. The interest rate environment, different. Corporate profit margins under pressure. Global trade patterns are shifting. What worked yesterday doesn't guarantee success tomorrow. And here's the truth nobody wants to hear. Complacency in investing is really expensive. The financial landscape heading into 2026 and beyond presents a unique moment. We're transitioning from one economic regime to another. These transition periods create two outcomes: massive opportunities for those paying attention and significant losses for those kind of asleep at the wheel. Most investors won't see this clearly until the shift is obvious. By then, the best opportunities are gone. The wealth builders positioning now will look brilliant in 18 months. Those waiting for certainty will be asking why their portfolios underperform. So let's break down exactly what you need to know. The opportunities, the risks, and the specific actions that protect and grow your wealth through 2026 and beyond. So quick question, have you changed your investment strategy in the past year or are you still using the same approach? Let me know in the comments. So part one, let's talk about the opportunities. Opportunity one, the income investment comeback. Quality dividend paying stocks are experiencing a comeback. And here's why this directly impacts your wealth. After years of chasing growth at any price, investors are rediscovering something fundamental. Companies that generate cash, pay growing dividends, maintain strong balance sheets. We're talking about established healthcare companies with pricing power. Utilities benefiting from infrastructure spending, consumer staples that thrive regardless of economic conditions, industrial companies with decades of dividend growth. These aren't glamorous. They won't make you rich overnight. They won't go 10x like Nvidia, but they provide something increasingly valuable: predictable income streams that grow faster than inflation. The average dividend yield on the S&P 500 hovers around 2%. Quality dividend stocks offer 3 to 5% with annual increases. That difference might not sound massive, but compounded over 10 years, the wealth gap becomes very wide. U.S. stocks have dominated over a decade. We've seen unprecedented growth, but valuations tell a story. U.S. equities trade at premium multiples. International markets, particularly in Europe and select emerging economies, trade at significant discounts to historical averages. This isn't about abandoning domestic investments. It's about strategic diversification into undervalued opportunities. Countries with strong manufacturing capabilities, economies benefiting from nearshoring trends, markets with younger demographics and growing middle classes, regions trading 15 to 20% below fair value. When quality assets go on sale, patient investors pay attention. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number one. Opportunity lives where consensus dies. When everyone believes the same thing, prices reflect that belief. Real value emerges where attention fades and skepticism peaks. International stocks have been unloved for years. That's precisely when disciplined investors should evaluate opportunities, not emotionally, strategically. Opportunity number three, fixed income finally makes sense. Bonds spent years being nearly worthless for income investors. That era is over. The first time in over a decade, fixed income offers legitimate yields without taking excessive risk. Investment-grade corporate bonds yield 5 to 6%. Treasury bonds provide safe returns. Municipal bonds deliver tax-advantaged income for higher-income earners with a competitive yield. Here's the strategic move most investors overlook. Building a bond ladder now locks in these rates before potential declines. You're creating predictable cash flow while adding portfolio diversification. Bonds won't double your money, but they provide the foundation that allows you to take calculated equity risks elsewhere. Opportunity four, the infrastructure behind innovation. Everyone sees these artificial intelligence headlines, but most invest in AI incorrectly. The companies building AI applications get the media attention and the sky-high valuations. Real sustained wealth might come from infrastructure, the advanced semiconductors, the massive data centers, the electric grid upgrades, the cybersecurity protecting these systems. These companies win regardless of which AI platform dominates. They're providing essential infrastructure for the digital economy. So think a little broader: cloud computing infrastructure, 5G network build-out, renewable energy systems powering data centers. Those are the opportunities positioning your portfolio for growth through 2026 and beyond. But here's what could destroy those gains. Three specific risks that most investors are completely ignoring. I'm revealing those next. But first, if you're getting value from this breakdown, hit the subscribe button. By the end of this video, you'll have a step-by-step action plan that'll position your wealth for the next market cycle, while avoiding the traps that derail average investors. Here we are at a part two of the risks. Let's talk about what could go wrong. Risk number one, policy whiplash. We're entering a period of significant policy uncertainty, potential tax code changes, evolving trade relationships, regulatory shifts across industries. You know, markets can handle bad news, but they struggle with unpredictability. Uncertainty freezes capital deployment and creates volatility. Stop trying to predict political outcomes. Build a portfolio that's resilient across multiple scenarios. That means true diversification, not just owning different stocks, but different asset classes, geographic exposure, a mix of growth, value, and income investments. Risk number two is valuation extremes in specific sectors. Certain market segments are priced for absolute perfection. Technology multiples remain historically elevated. Some growth stocks trade at valuations that assume flawless execution for the next decade. When prices get stretched, any disappointment triggers reactions. A company misses earnings estimates by 3%, shouldn't drop 25%, but it does when expectations are unrealistic and valuations become extreme. The sectors most vulnerable, those with the highest price-to-earnings ratios, companies with no profits but massive market caps, and businesses trading on future promises rather than current performance. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number two. A fair price on quality beats a discount on garbage. Not all investments are created equal. A wonderful business at an inflated price becomes a mediocre investment. A solid company at a reasonable price outperforms it consistently. Never confuse liking a company with having a good investment. Valuation always matters. Price is what determines your returns. Risk number three, the geopolitical risk nobody's pricing in. International tensions, shifting trade alliances, energy security concerns, technology competition between global powers. These aren't abstract concepts. They impact corporate supply chains, commodity prices, currency valuations, and profit margins. You can't eliminate geopolitical risk, but you can avoid concentrated exposure to the most vulnerable regions. Diversify across geographic areas. Maintain some defensive positions. Hold companies with resilient supply chains. The investors who ignore geopolitical risk because it hasn't mattered before are often setting themselves up for some nasty surprises down the road. So here's your action plan. 5 concrete steps you can implement this week. Step number 1, the portfolio x-ray. Pull up your current holdings right now. Categorize everything. Growth versus value, domestic versus international, stock versus bonds, large cap versus small cap. Calculate your actual allocation percentages. Most investors think they're diversified until they run the numbers. If you're more than 60% in any category, you have some concentration risk. Step number 2, the dividend quality filter. Identify 5 to 10 dividend growth companies worth researching. Screen for 3 characteristics. A dividend growth streak of at least 10 consecutive years. Payout ratios below 70%, leaving room for increases. Debt to equity ratios indicating financial strength. These become your portfolio anchors, the holdings you maintain through market turbulence, the investments that provide income while you wait for appreciation. Step number 3, build your bond foundation. If bonds represent less than 20% of your portfolio and you're about to retire, it's time to add some bonds. Match bond duration to your investment timeline. Shorter-term bonds for money needed within 5 years. Intermediate to long-term bonds for retirement funds. If you have a taxable investment account and you're in a higher tax bracket, consider municipal bonds because they have higher tax equivalent yields. Run the math specific to your situation. Step number 4, add strategic international exposure. If your international allocation is under 15%, you're taking domestic concentration risk. Start with broad-based developed market funds, Europe, Japan, Australia, established economies below U.S. valuations. Then consider selective exposure to emerging markets with strong fundamentals, growing middle classes, improving governance, and infrastructure investment. Step 5, stress test your risk tolerance. Be brutally honest about your psychological risk tolerance. Can you watch your portfolio drop 20% without panic selling? If not, reduce your equity exposure. The best investment strategy is worthless if you abandon it during volatility. Designed for your actual risk tolerance, not your hypothetical one. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number 3. Discipline compounds faster than complexity. The most sophisticated strategy fails if you can't stick with it. The simple approach wins if you execute it consistently through complete market cycles. Consistency beats complexity every time. Design your portfolio for your discipline, not just your optimal theoretical returns. Execution determines everything. Here's what it comes down to. 2026 and beyond present genuine wealth building opportunities, income investments offering yield and stability, international markets trading at discounts to U.S. equities, fixed income providing real returns for the first time in years, and infrastructure plays supporting long-term technology transformation. But those opportunities come packaged with real risks. Policy uncertainty creating volatility, valuation extremes in popular sectors, geopolitical tensions affecting global markets. The investors who thrive won't be fortune tellers. They'll be strategic thinkers, people who build resilient portfolios, who diversify intelligently, who understand both opportunity and risk management. Your action steps are crystal clear. X-ray your current portfolio, add dividend quality investments, build fixed income stability, incorporate international diversification. Align everything with your risk tolerance. Don't try implementing everything simultaneously. Choose one action this week. Execute it completely. Then move to the next step. So here's my challenge for you. Take 5 minutes today, just 5 minutes, calculate your actual portfolio allocation percentages. Not what you think they are, what they actually are. Pull up your statements, do the math. you might be surprised. If your allocation doesn't match your intentions, you know what needs to change. But here's the reality about wealth building most people miss. It's not about making perfect decisions. Perfect doesn't exist. It's about making sound decisions consistently over time. Small improvements compound into extraordinary advantages. The difference between wealthy investors and everyone else isn't intelligence. It's discipline. It's taking action when you have clarity rather than waiting for certainty that never comes. If this episode added value, do three things. Hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, share this with one person who needs to hear it. And I would love if you answered this question in the comment. What's your number one wealth building priority for 2026? Building income streams, reducing portfolio risk, growing your capital, or something else entirely? I read every comment and try to respond to as many as possible each week. And always remember, wealth decisions aren't about complexity. They're about clarity and execution. You now have both the opportunities and the risks clearly mapped out. What you do with this information over the next 30 days determines your 2026 outcome and beyond. Once again, this is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy. Thanks for listening. And I hope to see you next week.